for a gentleman, you sit upright, close your eyelids gently, roll your eyeballs backward a little bit so that your mind components, which are the sphere of vision, the sphere of memory, the sphere of thought, and the sphere of cognition, be at the same point. Be backward and downward to stop still at the center of your body, about 1.5 inches above your navel level. ทุกท่านหลวงป๋าขอโอกาสสอนฝรั่งนะท่านอย่าสนใจ Focus attention to the center of the sphere. When your mind components properly concentrate, the center expands itself. The brighter, more refined spheres will appear accordingly one after one, about 5 or 6 spheres altogether. When you reach the brightest one, you focus attention to the center of the center until your mind components perfectly concentrate. The center expands itself. There will appear your own refined human body. Looks like you yourself, but transparent and looks nicer than the crude body. Is seen sitting on raw pedestal. You wish that you become that refined body right away. Make your feeling that you are the refined human body. Then pay wholehearted to stop still at the center of the center of the sphere. About 4, 5, or 6 spheres altogether. But it can be sooner, until you feel that the whole body, the sphere, and raw pedestal are most refined. You focus attention there at the center of the center. The center expands itself. There may appear more and more refined human body. You go on with the same procedure to become the more and more refined. Stop still there at the center of the center until the center expands itself. Then there will appear your celestial body, of which the size is about double size of human body, with decoration. Looks more beautiful than the human body. You go on with the same procedure to become the celestial body. Focus attention to the center of the sphere, 5 or 6 spheres altogether, until your mind components perfectly concentrate. At that level, the center expands itself. There will appear your own refined celestial body pop up one after one. You become that more refined, purer, and more radiant celestial body within celestial body. You go on with this procedure until you become the purest one. The center expands itself. there will appear your own Brahman body, of which the size is about double size of celestial body, more radiant and purer. You go on with the same procedure to become that Brahman body. Focus attention to the center of the sphere, four, five, or six spheres altogether. The center is fan itself. The more and more refined Brahman body will appear accordingly. You go on with the same procedure, stop still there at the center of the center, until the whole Brahman body, the sphere and round pedestal are most refined. Then the center expands itself. The formless Brahman body is in fact just only the name that formless. In fact, there is form, but purer, more radiant, more beautiful, with double size of Brahman body, will appear accordingly. You go on with the same procedure, raise your mind there, the center of the center, until the whole body, the sphere and round pedestal are most refined, then the center expands itself. The more and more refined formless Brahman body will appear accordingly. It can be more than one body, it doesn't matter. But you may observe that the size is about double size of Brahman body. You go on with the same procedure to become that formless Brahman body, focus attention to the center of the center, until the center expands itself. Then there will appear Dhammakaya, of which the size is about 9 meters in height and width. It's seen sitting on round pedestal within the large sphere, of which the diameter is equivalent to the height and the width of Dhammakaya. Looks like Dhammakaya is sitting on round pedestal within the large sphere. You go on with the same procedure, detach your whole feeling from the cruder world body to become Dhammakaya. Focus attention to the center of the center, until the whole Dhammakaya, the sphere and round pedestal are most refined. When your mind components properly concentrate, the center expands itself. The more refined Dhammakaya, about the same size, or can be a little bit larger, will appear accordingly. You go on with the same procedure. All right, go ahead. To begin from the sphere within the sphere, and then the refined body within the refined body, one after one, until you reach and become Dhammakaya, Kotarpu, of which the size is about 9 meters in height and width. for gentlemen, when you meditate, stop still at the center of the center of the sphere of the more and more refined bodies until you see Dhammakaya. Looks like transparent Buddha statue, of which the size is about 9 meters in height and width. Is seen sitting on Draupadi stole within the large sphere, of which the diameter of the sphere is equivalent to the height and width of Dhammakaya, beginning from 9 meters in height and width. You go on with the same procedure. That is, you detach your whole feeling from the worldly bodies to become Dhammakaya. Focus attention to the center of the center, of the sphere at the center of Dhammakaya, until the whole Dhammakaya, the sphere, and Draupadi stole are most refined. When your mind components properly concentrate, the center expands itself. The purer, more radiant, and refined Dhammakaya will appear accordingly. You become that refined first Dhammakaya, namely Dhammakaya Kotrapu. Stop still at the center of the center until the whole Dhammakaya, the sphere, and Draupadi stole are most refined. You still roll your eyeballs backward a little bit so that your mind components be properly and more perfectly. Stop still at the center of the center. Then the center expands itself. The larger in size of Dhammakaya, namely Dhammakaya Sodaban, or stream enterer, of which the size is about 10 meters in height and width, or even larger, will appear accordingly, purer, more radiant. You go on with the same procedure to become Dhammakaya Sodaban. Focus attention to the center of the center until the whole Dhammakaya, the sphere, and Draupadi stole are most refined. Then there will appear the purer and more refined Dhammakaya Sodaban, or stream enterer, about the same size, 10 meters in height and width, or even a little bit larger. Stop still there at the center of the center until the whole Dhammakaya, the sphere, and Draupadi stole are most refined and the purest one. The center expands itself. There will appear Dhammakaya Sakatakami, one returner, of which the size is about 10 meters, 20 meters in height and width. You go on with the same procedure, raise your mind there at the center of the center, until the whole Dhammakaya, the sphere, and Draupadi stole are most refined. Then there will appear the refined Dhammakaya Sakatakami, about the same size. You go on with the same procedure, there will appear Dhammakaya Pranakami, or non-returner, of which the size is about 30 meters in height and width. Also the refined ones. You go on with the same procedure, there will appear Dhammakaya Saint, or Dhammakaya Arahant, of which the size is about 40 meters in height and width. You go on with the same procedure to become the purer, the brighter, or more radiant. Dhammakaya sent. Stop still there at the center of the center until numerous Dhammakaya sent become yours to purify your element to become the purest Dhammakaya, of which the size is about 40 meters in height and width, until you feel that you detach your whole feeling from the world. Then your purest Dhammakaya will appear in Nibbana, where enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha is seen sitting on Draupadi stole, on the throne, surrounded by uncountable number of Dhammakaya sent, are seen sitting on Draupadi stole around enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha. You still purify yourself over there to be the purest state of mind. Go on with this procedure. You may take a look around and will find that within Nibbana there is no sun, there is no moon, there is nothing but Dhammakaya, enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha, surrounded by Dhammakaya saints, are seen sitting on Draupadi stole. Go ahead to meditate to become the purer and purer Dhammakaya until you reach Nibbana. For gentlemen, whatever will become the most refined Dhammakaya. From now on, you wish that you combine the center of the sphere of all bodies, from the crude body up to the most refined one, that is Dhammakaya, the purest, the most radiant. Focus Dhammakaya sphere at the center of human being sphere, the crude one. Stop still over there, center of the center. Make a wish that may the crude human body spheres be expand equivalent to the human being size. Go on with this procedure. Just make a wish. And you still purify yourself to be the purer and purest Dhammakaya. Still focus attention to the center of the human being sphere. You will see the sphere expand itself little by little until the diameter of the sphere is equivalent to the height and the width of the crude human body. You will look or see your human body transparent for the time being. Go on with this procedure. You still focus your attention to the center of the center, of the center of the human being sphere. You will see the crude human body become transparent, and then make a wish that you see the whole body, all organs, in the original color and smell. Then you observe your hair up on your head carefully. You will see that the hair upon your head is impure. Always produce bad smell, as well as the hair around the body. Be impure. And produce bad smell. We got to wash it or take a bath to clean it, or twice become dirty with bad smell. And you may imply that all organs of your body become also impure. Focus attention downward little by little to see the skull, the brain, your nose, your mouth and teeth all become impure and produce bad smell. You've got to clean or wash it to get rid of dirt and bad smell. pay much attention to your teeth, a piece of your teeth in the mouth, carefully. The teeth, when you are young, become strong. And then subject to change. Become less and less strong. Namely, be impermanent. Some of them later fail out or painful. Is suffering. And those which already fail out become destroyed or become non-self of anybody. And then you observe downward to the center of your body. Extend your supernatural vision to see all around. Your lung, liver, stomach, bone, meat, fat, etc. Be impure and be impermanent. Even your skin, the old one, be detached from your body, and the new one be developed to cover your body. Those which already torn out from your body become non-self of anybody. So all over your body be impure, be impermanent, subject to change, become suffering, and then each of your organs become non-self of anybody. Especially finally, everyone must die. Nothing be yours, be mine, be his, be her, or be theirs. Here is the utmost reality of the five aggregates. One is body, another four natures of your mind become impermanent, subject to change, and finally become non-self. Keep in mind. This is the right wisdom in the natural reality, which is the highest, one of the highest knowledge, namely right wisdom. In the compound living things and the compound non-living things, be the same thing. All right, then you purify yourself to the purest state of mind, and then extend your loving kindness and merits you have done from the past up to the present to all world beings, including your parents, colleagues, friends, and all world beings, including celestial beings, Brahman and formless Brahman, in the suffering worlds within this universe, and all world beings in suffering worlds, which I will show you later. Hungry ghosts, hell beings, demon, and all kinds of animals. I make a wish that may Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully and happy life with ripe wisdom and prosperity, without problems and sufferings forever. That means you got to be in the immortal state of your mind, which is the purest Dhammakaya, in Nibbana. Pay homage to Triple Gems. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivathayami Sovakkhato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami Supatipanno Bhagavato Sahavaka Sangho Sangnamami.